For those who have taken up residence in two Norfolk spots, it will be no secret that they are fine places to live. However, it appears these secrets are starting to get out on a national level, as Norwich and Sheringham have been named among the top 101 places in the United Kingdom to live. And Norwich, which prides itself on being a fine city, has been named as the very best of the East in a list compiled by the Sunday Times. Judges visited hundreds of cities, towns and villages nationwide, speaking to the people who lived there and assessing what they saw. They also assessed a wide range of different factors and characteristics, from schools, transport, infrastructure, green spaces and broadband speeds. With the help of mortgage company Habito and 20CI, judges also analysed house prices, and it was Norwich that was named as top of the charts in the East, with Sheringham also making the top 10 for the region. Helen Davis, Homes editor of the Sunday Times, said, "Norwich is a quirky, historic small city that is ahead of the game. Its community is young, with an average age of just under 34, but prides itself on being dementia-friendly. It has an impressive green record, with the proportion of people who walk to work more than double the national average." Daniel Hegarty, founder and chief executive at Habito, the online mortgage broker, said, "This year's deserving winner, Norwich, demonstrates that the UK's best places to live deliver much more than great real estate. They give people a sense of belonging and somewhere people can live their life to the full. And with both places boasting historic buildings, beautiful scenery, and their own unique charms, who is to argue?"
Make it to the church on time became all too real for a Norfolk couple as coronavirus threatened to nobble their nuptials. Jessica Whitfield and Andrew Peel had to dash up the aisle at Southreps Church after seizing the opportunity to make it to the church before it closed. The couple, who live near Swaffham, described the experience as the best impulsive thing they had ever done. The newlyweds were due to marry on the Easter weekend, but following recent government guidance, became concerned the day may be postponed for the foreseeable future. They received a call from the Rev Sian Redding, who said she could do a quick service as long as the register was signed by 6 o'clock. In a speedy turnaround, 31-year-old Andrew rushed home to pick up his suit and his wife-to-be's dress and drove them to the church for the intimate service, signing the register 5 minutes before the cut-off. Jessica, 34, an operations director at Wynne's Bishop in Norwich, said they took the decision to bring their date forward as they didn't want to lose sight of why they were getting married. And she said, "It was a whirlwind couple of days. We phoned our parents and asked if they could drop everything and get to be with us at 5:30. The couple were due to be married in front of 200 people. With short notice, 10 people were able to attend, including the couple's parents and Susan, the corgi, as a bridesmaid. Andrew's father stepped in as best man and his sister was also able to attend after driving up from London. The couple planned to host a party later on."
Futuristic robots have been hard at work beneath the historic streets of Norwich, keeping the city's ageing gas pipes in working order. Cadent, Britain's largest gas distribution network, has recently sent state-of-the-art robots which use cast-iron sealing bot, known as Kizbot technology, below the streets of Norwich to give its gas mains a new lease of life. The subterranean robots, which enter the gas mains through special insertion tubes, are remotely controlled by human operators who stay working above ground. Once in the network, the Kizbots travel along pipes and inject a special sealant into aging pipe joints, a process which reduces the risk of future gas leaks and can extend the life of a gas main by decades. So far, the robots have been used in the Gas Hill and Bishopgate areas of Norwich, where their use has dramatically reduced project time as well as the number of excavations needed. Prior to being deployed in Norwich, the Kisbots had been used below London's Oxford Street and the Strand. Darren Elson, Cadent Network Director for the Eastern Region, said, "Kisbot means we can deliver our work faster, smoother, and more economically than if we're using traditional methods. The work we've been doing in Norwich would have taken us months to do using conventional methods and would also have required us to dig large excavations. However, we have been able to complete the work in a matter of weeks and with fewer and smaller excavations. Kisbot can also work in live gas mains, which means we don't have to isolate the section of gas mains we're working on. All of that's great news for the public, who can get to enjoy the continued provision of safe and reliable gas supplies with a lot less above-ground disruption," he said. Phil Pearson, ULC Robotics Project Manager, which supplies the Kisbots, said, "In many cases, this robotic revolution in the region will happen beneath people's feet without they even knowing it as a technology has a very, very low impact. Kisbot requires a team of highly skilled human operators above ground, not to mention all the support staff involved in planning and facilitating the works. This is about robots working for us, not taking away our jobs," he said.